Hey fam, I am so excited about this episode of Whoa That's Good because we have the founders of Bethel Music, Brian and Jen Johnson, straight out of Redding, California. They are two incredible leaders, incredible parents, incredible people, all in all, just absolutely incredible. And I cannot wait for you guys to get to know them. I got to know them at the Bethel Conference and oh my gosh, I felt like family immediately because that's just the kind of people they are and the atmosphere they create. So today is going to be super special and I can't wait. So let's dive right in. Okay, guys, I am so excited that y'all are on the Whoa, That's Good podcast because everything you say is, whoa, that's so good. And that's why I have y'all on here. Y'all are seriously two of my personal favorite people that I've gotten to meet. And I don't just say that. Lainey and I, we talk about that all the time of how when we met you guys, it was like we felt like we were family because y'all are so welcoming. So thank you for being on this podcast and just being who y'all are and welcome.
Our pleasure.
So I'm going to ask y'all a question. And the reason I want to ask y'all is I like to ask people what the best piece of advice they've been given, especially the people in my life that I receive a lot of good advice from. And I know that y'all give so much good advice. So I would love to know what's the best piece of advice that both of you have been given in your life.
Okay, so the first one that came to my mind was when I was younger, my mom had dating advice for me. She really encouraged me, both my parents did, to not date people, but to go on dates and to get to know people. And my mom kind of had this philosophy of like, you know, date everybody. And what it did is it really gave me the emphasis of making friends and strong relationships with guys instead of getting in committed relationships that would need to be broken. And it just really, looking back on it, gave me a lot of healthy relationships that I still have with these guys still to this day. I'm really good friends with them because I put more value on getting to know people than I did wondering who I was dating. And, you know, really, I think it was just a massive positive thing for my life.
So okay, that's so good.
Except for when I met the one. Then it was a game changer.
I was waiting for that comment. I was like, when is he going to pipe in with it? That's awesome. No, that's actually so good. And that's something that my mom and my grandma actually says to me a lot. She's like, y'all's generation, y'all are not doing it right. We dated. We had a different date every weekend. And she was like, it really helped you to get to know, you know, get to really know the person. And now it's like we insta DM one time and all of a sudden we're dating. And you don't get to really know somebody like that. So that's really good advice. So for you, and then we'll switch to Brian's best piece of advice. But for you in that, when did you kind of know, like when you were dating Brian, you were like, okay, this is the one actually.
You know, we actually knew, I mean, we only dated for 10 days.
What?
So it's a crazy story, but we really had this amazing week of, we'd known each other for a long time, but God really had spoken to both of us and it felt like a totally different thing. So just when you think, you know, you've got God figured out, he puts a left turn, but it was so beautiful. But I think the key is that in any relationship, you know, you have to follow the Holy Spirit with timing. But we just knew. And so it was a fast thing. But man, we have no regrets. We knew it was the Lord and it's been incredible.
Wow, that is so cool. That's crazy. Y'all, we all grew up at camp around here. We are camp kids. We love camp, love a good camp game, camp song. All of it is so fun. Summers at camp are definitely awesome. And my kids are too young for camp, so I got to have some other things to entertain them. And KiwiCo is a great way to bring camp right to your door. Some of the fun of camp, at least. KiwiCo delivers some seriously fun learning games for kids of all ages through hands-on projects and activities. Every month, kids receive crates packed with projects and items to help them explore explore science, technology, and art in ways that will capture their attention no matter what their age. So I mentioned our love for camp. My mom actually was the craft director at camp all my life. And so she was always doing new crafts and teaching us crafts and led all the kids in that. And so it really is fun to get to do some crafts with the kids at home, especially with KiwiCo, because they always have an educational element to them for no matter what age your kids are. So even Honey, the little crafts that KiwiCo has sent are great because it's teaching her things that I might not necessarily think to teach her at this age, but through a fun way, it helps her. KiwiCo will help you engage your child's natural curiosity and encourage them to be an innovator and creative thinker. They'll learn new skills and new connections and build the confidence that they need to navigate through the world. We have loved watching Honey and Haven grow and learn, and thankfully, KiwiCo has made it so much fun along the journey. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with the promo code SadieRob. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code SadieRob. Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, A-U-D-I-B-L-E .com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends. That's amazing. And so would you say that you would say the same thing to your daughters, though, like as they're dating, to just really get to know the person, kind of how you did it?
Yeah, I think that with every single person, with Mike, all of our kids and friends, you know, it's just so different for each person. What may be great for you may not be great for someone else. And you really just, with relationship, you have to listen to the Holy Spirit with timing. But I think the value is on friendship and relationship. You know, God will sort it out with the details of timing.
Yeah, that's so good. Okay, Brian, let's hear it. Best piece of advice you've ever been given.
All right. I think probably the best piece of advice I've ever been given was from my dad. And he's always said this to us, me and my brother and sister, as we were kids and growing up, because life is full of so many ups and downs and different season chains. He says, son, get a word from God, whether it's from someone or through the Bible or whatever, and stick to it until you get another one. And, you know, and then he also, he kind of related it to, you know, as your ship gets bigger, like your life, as it gets bigger and more influential, that rudder needs to get bigger with it, or it'll overtake. And so he's always gone back to, you know, as there, always the phrase that says, if something is without hope, it's under the influence of a lie.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's so if good. Something's happening in your life that feels too much, just pause, get a word from God, and that's your strength. And it's what David did. He strengthened himself in the Lord. And so I think that's stuck with me through all the different changes in life. So there's my piece of advice.
That's so good. Okay, I want to ask y'all this. And this is like, I think that this is something that for I know a lot of my friends have asked me, and this is definitely a big question that people have, is like, both of y'all have referenced just hearing from God and really hearing from the Holy Spirit on the timing. And what does that look like for y'all in your life to hear from God, or to know that it's the Spirit really leading you to do something? Because yeah. I know a lot of people really doubt it. Was this from God? Was just this my head, whatever that is? And so if y'all could just kind of speak to what that looks like.
Well, I think you have to start somewhere, and a lot of people are afraid to start, you know, to take a risk. And a lot of times, you know, we live in an environment where we do step out, and if we feel like God's saying something, we don't say, "Thus saith the Lord." We say, for instance, to Jenna, be like, I just feel like maybe God's saying this. Mm-hmm. And over time, you start to learn the voice of the Lord a bit more by doing that, by just taking risks and stepping out. And for your own life, there's humility always has to be attached to the prophetic, to getting a word from God.
Yeah.
So that, like, if you get it wrong, or like for me, you know, I'm always like, I feel like I'm supposed to do this, and I just step out. And I think God honors that when we step out in humble faith. Mm-hmm. Because and he can entrust us with things when we have a heart posture that says I don't have all the answers, but I feel like I'm supposed to do this.
Yeah.
And a lot of times he proves himself, like, a lot of times, you know, Steph, I feel like God's saying this, and then we act on that, and then it ends up being him or ends up not being him.
Yeah.
And you learn through trial and error, like, really the voice of the Lord. And I think that God puts people in our lives that you know, we're supposed to listen to for different periods of time. Like, I remember when God brought a friend of mine into my life, it was a distinct moment where, like, not that he was the voice of the Lord, but he mm-hmm. brought elements to the table that we really needed. And he was hearing from God on a level for us than we were even hearing. And so I feel like there's a lot of that in there. But Jen, you've got some.
That's so good. That's awesome.
I think that, you know, key phrase is being anchored in the Word of God, knowing your Bible, anything that you're hearing's got to match up and line up to the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So being anchored in the Word of God, hiding it in your heart, is everything. And then, you know, like Brian said, it really is practicing. So, you know, with our childlike faith, we mm-hmm. practice, and no one's perfect at anything, you know, but I think that the heart of God is that we would have ears to hear what he's saying, and then we'd listen, and to the best of our ability, we would do what he's asking us to do.
Yeah.
And so I think as you just, you're practicing, you know, with anything in life, the more you practice, the better you get. Mm-hmm. And so with hearing the voice of the Lord, the more that you practice, and, you know, like Brian said, having a humble approach, saying, hey, you know, maybe not thus saith the Lord, but mm-hmm. hey, I feel like God's saying this, or even in your own life, what you feel like God's telling you to do, you know, just obeying it to the best of your ability. I think the heart is what really God's looking for, and it's what he honors.
Oh, that's so good. I've heard it, or I read it before, that somebody said the best way to learn the quickest is to do it publicly, because you're probably going to fail doing it, but you learn really quick. Yeah. And I totally relate to that. And that helps me so much, because for me, like, I feel like everything that we do is definitely a risk, as far as, like, you could totally face plant, you could totally, you know, sing the wrong words, or try to say a sentence that just did not really click. And that happens all the time. And I found this, like, every year that I do a Live Original tour, it never fails. Somebody's like, wow, that was way better than last year. And you know how, like, you know that they're trying to be, like, super sweet about it, and it was actually really good, but the way it said, you're like, oh, wait, was last year terrible? Yeah, like, or the new book, they're like, I could really tell that you've really grown up. And I'm like, oh, no, it was my first book. I'm like, not. And but I do think that's that part of humility. It's like, well, you got to write one to get to the next, and you got to, you know, go out and do one. And a lot of times it's like that pride that, you know, rises up. That's like, oh, what if it's not right? But I mean, it is always worth that life, because that's the thing. At the end of the day, it really does change your life. Like you said, your friend at that moment, like, he was hearing things from God, maybe, you know, more than you guys were at the time, because maybe his heart was just there to hear it, you know? And
yeah,
that's why we need each other. So that is so encouraging for me personally. And I know actually in writing, that's where I've had some significant, I came, let's see, last November, and some people spoke some things into my life, just saying, you know, I feel like the Lord is saying this, and I cannot even tell you how spot on it was. It really changed the way I left. And so that's cool to hear you guys say that. Super, super awesome. So this is just random, but just if for you and for you guys, I know people know you from afar, and as people know me from afar, but sometimes they don't really, you know us, like, know what we wanted, like, love to do and just goofy things. And I know y'all are, like, full of fun. So what are some things that y'all as a couple, as a family, that y'all just, like, really are excited about?
Excited about? We just got back from vacation, and we were in the massive redwoods in the coast of Northern California.
Oh, wow.
And it is so magical there. It's just gorgeous. And so our family, we all love it there. It's mm-hmm. right on the ocean, and it's just beautiful. So that's one of our favorite things, is just being there. Awesome. It's just bringing friends there. And so we're excited because we are getting a place there so that we can spend more time there with a bunch of friends. And so that's something that our whole family is actually looking forward to, is just having, you know, we just love to be together at the beach and yeah. hang out and bring friends there and eat together. So that's kind of been our, and then we've been building a home for over 5 years.
Oh my
and it's
gosh.
Almost done. I think we're like 7 weeks away Whoa. From moving back into it. So that's a massive thing for our whole family.
That's huge.
We've been working on this property, and it's really a big farm that's just, it's exciting.
Oh my gosh, that is like my dream. Live on a big farm with a big family. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then we just took a massive vacation because we've had a lot going on. So we're almost done with two new albums. So
what?
That's super exciting.
Bless the yeah. Lord and the world. Yeah. I can't wait.
And then Brian's just finishing the book that he's writing. We're in the editing process of that. So that's super exciting too.
Oh my gosh,
so,
that's awesome. Yeah. Can you say what the book's called?
Yeah, When God Becomes Real.
Woo, let's go. That's awesome. Oh, yeah. I can't wait. So I'm sure you're excited about that right now.
I will be, yes.
You're in that, like, I'm really excited, but I'm also, this is a lot of work kind of mode.
Yeah, you know that. Yeah, you know that world.
Oh, yeah. The book, I said to somebody the other day, writing a book is kind of like a maze. It's like, you know, one point of the maze, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm totally getting this right. I'm totally going in the right direction. And then you hit a wall, and you're like, oh, my gosh, how did I even get here? And how did I even get out? And that was my book experience. I don't know about you, but I had a lot of, like, man, I am cruising. And then a whole lot of, like, whoa, I am totally stuck moments. But
yeah, it's an emotional process, too, because you're pouring your heart out.
Yes, for sure. I get it. Okay, and also, I know that you are quite the hunter, or you talk about hunting a lot.
Oh,
do you
yes.
have any hunting trips coming up?
Oh, I actually do. This year is full of them. I actually have not gone on ministry trips to hunt this year. That's how much I like it. So I'm going, I've got hunting
That's
gear.
Hilarious.
I've got, sorry, you want me to talk closer? Jen's like telling me to talk closer. I'm hunting here for deer and bear and all sorts of stuff, and then I'm going to Texas.
Nice.
To a ranch there to hunt with some guys, and I'm going right after that going to Montana, and then later in the fall I'm going to be bear hunting. So it's just a year full of it. You know.
Well, after all that, you need to come to Louisiana, and we'll all meet in Louisiana. We'll go hunting.
There
get
you
dad
go.
To cook us a good meal. Just add
I
that to the agenda. That would be awesome.
We feel like y'all are family, so.
Aw, same to y'all. You know, actually, I hope y'all know this before I say this, but do you know your daughter's actually coming with me and Lainey to the Taylor Swift concert?
I do know that. I booked that flight.
Yes,
she's very excited.
We are so excited. She's might be a little embarrassed to be seen with her. With us because
she can fangirl real quick. She'll go there.
Okay, good.
You, so
we're totally ordering Taylor Swift wigs. I'm not kidding. We are going
absolutely,
all out.
Absolutely. We had so much fun with Lainey. Oh my gosh, we had so much fun.
Aw, she's the best. And so, y'all, well, thank you so much for sharing your best advice. That was super encouraging and super impactful. And I feel like a lot of people needed to hear both of those things, girls and guys and all ages. And I think that, you know, I've met people who are, even my grandparents ask me sometimes about hearing from the Lord and what that looks like. And so I know that's just going to encourage so many people. You guys are awesome. I could not sing y'all's praises more and just love it more. So just thank you so much
you.
For spending time with us today.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, y'all, you know what time it is. Time to call Mama. So we're going to call Mama with our best piece of advice and our worst piece of advice. Let's see what she has to say.
Hello?
Hey, Mom. How's your day?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I actually just talked to Brian and Jen Johnson.
So awesome.
I know. They're the best. It was so fun. Great advice. Super
good.
Awesome. I feel like I'm like, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord, ready to run. So it was great.
That's amazing. That's always good.
Always good. All right, are you ready for the whoa, that's good, whoa, that's bad?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, here we go. This is interesting. Don't trust anyone but yourself.
That's bad.
Good luck in relationships.
That is bad. That's right. Yeah, good luck in relationships. And I think that sometimes we spend way too much time in our own head, and we can get to believe in stories that are not true.
Yeah.
Our brains can start thinking things that are not right and are not true. So you got to trust other people. You got to listen to other people. You got to, of course, trust God and His Word and people who have good wisdom and that, Just trusting yourself can go wrong. Because you can be wrong. Believe it or not, you can be wrong.
I would not actually trust myself. Like, I don't think that. I do not trust myself. My emotions are whack. But actually, I heard this quote one time. It's actually from the Bethel conference. And the guy said, would you ever trust a friend that lies to you as much as your emotions do? And I was like, that is crazy. So why do you continually trust your emotions? Why do you still go with them? Because, like, if a friend would lie to you as many times as your emotions did, you wouldn't be friends with that person, you know? Like, you wouldn't trust that person or, like, you wouldn't apply that person's advice in your life, you know? So anyways, I was like, oh, that's good. Okay, always consider where the other person is coming from.
That's good.
That's great.
I think that's true. Yeah.
It's absolutely good.
Yeah. And I think that, like, there's a difference. It's not like it's making excuses for the other person, but it's like looking at it from their perspective, because we all come to things from totally different perspectives. And, like, well, I don't know if your followers all are Enneagram people, but actually the other day I sent Willie and I were – I almost said my husband, and I'm talking to you. Dad and I were like just disagreeing on something, and I just sent him our Enneagram types. I was like, hey, just a reminder, because like we are coming to this from different perspectives. Like we're just different people. We have different, you know, ways of looking at things and all that. And sometimes like it's good to be reminded of that, that like, okay, like we're not arguing because we're bad people or because we're arguing because we're different and we think differently, and we can like come to a conclusion and say like, okay, I can see how you think that way and I can see how I didn't think that way, and it's okay.
Yeah. That's really good. That's so true. I think you knock out the opportunity to take offense whenever you understand where the other person's coming from, because it's not so much about what that person did or what that person said. It's like you said, it's about just who you are and what you believe. So anyways, that was good. Thanks for being so vulnerable with your marriage, you know? well, I love you so much.
I love you.
All right, talk soon.
This is fun.
It is
fun. All right,
fun.
Bye, baby.
Thanks so much for listening to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. We got a lot of good nuggets today. Don't forget to follow me on all the social media platforms I'm on. Instagram, I'm at LegitSadieRob. Twitter, Sadie Rob. And follow our Live Original Instagram. Also, I'm Sadie Robertson on Facebook. Head over to liveoriginal.com and subscribe to this podcast. And while you're there, you can see the tour dates that I'm coming to a city near you. Don't forget, please leave comments in the iTunes section and leave reviews. This podcast is produced by Steve Strout and Peter Hartzell, so a huge shout out to them and a thank you to my LO team. You guys are the best. We love y'all and we appreciate you listening. I'll see y'all soon.